From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. We're going to take a moment now to remember a man who spent a lifetime using his hands to create some unforgettable faces. British makeup artist Stuart Freeborn died Tuesday in London. He was 98.
Freeborn's career spans six decades and includes work on one classic film after another: Oliver Twist, The Bridge on the River Kwai, and Stanley Kubrick's Dr. Strangelove. And it was in the world of science fiction that Freeborn revolutionized movie makeup.
Freeborn teamed up again with Kubrick on 2001: A Space Odyssey and transformed a team of actors into remarkably convincing apes.
The Academy didn't even recognize it as makeup, and so they wouldn't give him the Oscar that year. Arthur C. Clarke said it was because the apes were so realistic that nobody realized that they were suits.
That's makeup artist Nick Maley, who worked with Stuart Freeborn on a number of films, including the trilogy that would lead to his most famous creation.
You must unlearn what you have learned.
All right, I'll give it a try.
No! Try not! Do! Or do not. There is no try.
Stuart Freeborn helped design and create Yoda, the diminutive Jedi master of the Star Wars galaxy. Again, Nick Maley.
When Yoda was originally drawn, he looked more like Jiminy Cricket than he did like the Yoda that you know.
Maley says it was Freeborn who aged Yoda, giving him the wizened look of a real-life master of physics.
He extended the upper lip so it was heavy like Albert Einstein's mustache. He gave him Einstein's hair. He had the ears and the top of the head from the original drawing and modeled in his own jawline to complete that character.
In a statement, Star Wars director George Lucas said of Stuart Freeborn, "His artistry and craftsmanship will live on forever in the characters he created."
Twilight is upon me, and soon night must fall. That is the way of things.